We're back here on Steel Belted Radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. My name is Jeff, your squeaky voiced host for us. I on Sundays I have the singer songwriter show, right? Tell the band to go home, 2 to 4 p.m. And I always try to bring you in the greatest that there ever were and the greatest there ever will be. And in my book, Scott Cook is one of those guys whose songs will be around. Excuse me. For some time to come, let's hope. They're tremendous. They're wonderful little stories, and he's just a wonderful storyteller and a wonderful guy. I'm looking forward to seeing him again Saturday night at the Times Changed for the Merciful Early Show. Get on down there, get yourself a seat, have yourself some Mexican food, and pick up a copy of this brand new record. It's called Further Down the Line, and well, here's one off that record. This is Scott Cook.
I'm a brave aviator in the stories that I write. A fearless lion tamer, bearing it all every night. And there's nothing I won't tell when I'm behind my guitar. But when I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. You can say I'm reckless for the chances that I take. You can say I'm hopeless for all the losing bets I make. You know I'm hell on wheels, not afraid to fall apart. But when I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. I've slain dragons, but none wearing your clothes. With all your good intentions and your disarming probe, these words are a talisman to protect against love's start. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. And I might well be a fool, but there's one way I'm smart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. When I'm standing beside you, I am careful with my heart. I'm wishing I was with you, singing round the fire, drinking cheap wine. Hey, hey, hey. And I'm jonesing for a little bit more of your sweet time. Your love's a foreign country, baby, take the lead. I'm carrying no currency, I can't even read the street signs. Hey, hey, hey. But I'm searching the lanes for a hidden doorway in your sweet time. Thank you.
Child, that's understood. I know you got others. Don't your hands feel good in between mine? Hey, and won't you keep a little room for me in your sweet time? You can bring me home to dinner. I'd even meet your folks. I promise to scrub up and laugh at their jokes. You could even meet mine. Hey, hey. If you'll do a little scrubbing up too in your sweet time. Like a ghost, this little flame I'm holding. If you guard it close, it ought to keep fine. Hey, hey, could you leave it burning in the window of your sweet time? Some things you can't rehearse, some things you'll never know. I'll listen for another verse and pray whatever road my feet find. Hey, hey, leads me far and wide and back inside of your sweet time. Leads me far and wide and back inside of your sweet time. Now you wouldn't know what to do. He'd be flat broke as usual, filthy too. And the worst thing about it when he comes to town is the kind of people that he brings around. But all of your life you have called him your friend. Promise you stick by him right to the end. So you'd say, do us the honor, have something to eat. And he'd say, where were you when I was living on the street? Showed up now, there'd be trouble, I bet. He'd be talking revolution. Or did you forget when you told him you'd follow him? He said, if you were anything like me, they'd kill you too. You'd say, I've been calling you, haven't you heard? I live by your name and I'd die for your word. And I'd fight to defend it in every detail. And he'd say, where were you when I was in jail? Expected a king, or as an illegal,
scrounging for bills, or a defenseless child in the Syrian hills. You say I've been fighting your cause all along. I studied your pages and sang out your songs, and it was in your name that I closed every prayer. He'd say, where were you when I was sick, couldn't get care? He'd say, if I'd known it was you, I'd have come. I fought for your honor, and all that I've done, it was under your banner, in the of the sun. And he'd say, where were you for the weakest ones? Where were you for the weakest ones?
Oh my God. Well, I guess literally in that case. That's Scott Cook with a song called If He Showed Up Now. I distinctly remember hearing that song for the first time. Corin Raymond shared a video of Scott doing that. Scott performed it, I believe it was in a church in Australia. And it's not on YouTube or anything. You had to, like, find this news story and stuff. And I think I watched it, like, 3 or 4 times in a row, because when I heard it, I just went, oh my God, there's just so many great lines in there. And it's just the whole idea of it, I just think is absolutely brilliant. And man, I've been listening to that song over and over ever since. And so glad that it's finally on a record. Just came out not too long ago, further down the line. And you should really come to the Times Changed on Saturday and pick up a copy. I bet you it's cheap. I bet you it's like $10 or $15 or something. And allegedly starts at 7, you know, Times Changed time. Excuse me. Scott is bringing his backing band with him. They're called the Second Chances, and they are Melissa Walker and the mighty, mighty Bramwell Park, who you may know from the Provincial Archive. He's in that. Or the Leroy Stagger Orchestra. He's in that. And he just plays with a lot of people. And let me tell you, after hanging with Bramwell Park last year, I can tell you that he is just a swell dude. I'm really excited about having him back in town, but even more so about listening to Scott Cook songs again. 2 sets at 7 o'clock, as I understand, and then Scott's going to do another short set before the new Lightweights in the evening show, the late show, at 10 o'clock. So you might want to stick around and see both. That'd be good. It'd be good if I could talk too. Before that, well, I just played the record 3 songs in a row, and if that's just 3 songs in a row, each one of those I thought was just outstanding. We heard Your Sweet Time before that, and Careful With My Heart. Now Scott is sound checking and setting up in Regina right now, so he's hoping to find a moment to give us a call and have a little chat. But I do know that I think I've convinced Scott to come down here on Sunday afternoon as well and tell the band to go home. So even if we don't make it today, you could tune in on Sunday. I really need to play a song now. And I want to play one more from this record just because it's so great. And, well, this is just about as simple and beautiful as I come. Here's a great message about being a better person hanging with dogs and kids.
We staggered arm in arm here when we were younger. Tried everything they said we shouldn't do.
took as many trips as we took lovers. Some of those trips, a dog comes back with you. Some of those trips turned into tricycles. And my wild and reckless friends got safe and old, wheeling little buddy homeward on the bicycle. With all the hope and joy and poop a bike seat could hold. Now the Feral Festival kidlets keep changing costumes. They run in a pack and dig holes in the ground. They like sleeping under the table just like the dogs do. So you watch your step when there's little ones around. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing here. Remind me we were alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. So we talk about work and what we read. Why the bastards keep winning and where we'd move if they did. We talk about who went home with whom at the party last weekend. But eventually we just watch the dogs and kids. Chasing and sniffing and eating's all they're on about. Don't complicate their blues, they just moan. They don't think much about themselves. They just freak out if they got a bone to pick with you. It's probably just a bone. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing on their mind at a time. Can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we were alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. My buddy had to run bad luck and bad choices. If it goes bad in court, one of us has to take his pup. He's trying to learn to listen to the right voices. Hope he don't have to miss his kid growing up. We're all bulletproof days. But all the bluster just boils down to love. Just want to be a good uncle, be a good ancestor. I'm taking better care when there's someone to take care of. And I'm a better person when I'm hanging with dogs and kids. Got one thing mind at a time, can't keep nothing hid. Remind me we were alive. Forgive whatever we did. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids. I'm a better person hanging with dogs and kids.
Another home run, all on the same record further down the line. It's a beautiful thing. It's definitely one of my favorites of the year for sure. You should come on down and pick up a copy. It's also, I forgot to mention that it's also a Corin Raymond style coffee table book with all the chords to the songs and the lyrics and tons of photos that Scott's taken around the world and great stories. And man, it's just it's a beautiful thing. And I'd be very happy to see a lot of people out on Saturday night to see Scott. Because I think your lives will be better because of it. That's the thing. All right, so I wasn't sure whether I was going to play this tonight, but apparently I am because I'm talking about it. But you know, that's the beauty of being a music nerd is you wanna spread the good word. You hear something that touches your soul, and you wanna share it with other people. You want other people to feel that love that you felt, and well, even if it makes you look like a big copycat, I guess, but we all know that since day one, any good parts of my shtick have been stolen from that other guy at that other station anyway, including the fact that I lost my voice just so I could sound a little more like Stu Reed. You should listen to the Twang Trust on CKW on Wednesday nights. It's an institution, a ritual in my life. And last night I heard a record that just it knocked me out. I had purchased it, I think, before even the second song had ended, because it was so tremendous. And well, I'll share one of those songs for you in case you missed it, and I'll play the live in the studio version. I just think this is such a cool song. It's called "The Days When Bands Could Make You Cry." Thanks for the tip, Stu. And now you can take this tip and share it with your friends too.
I gave it a chance, a 6-mile walk, to hear some band, just to see all their fans. I text and talk about how they love that shit song. The drummer was crap, the singer was flat. I won't have a hit, I'm not where it's at. But come on, you guys, just close your eyes, that's a shit song. Where was the phrase that gives you a lift? Or the chilling ways guitarists play a riff? I remember the days when bands could make you cry. The band looked the same as all those who came, seeking some fame with the way they framed the night. Posted online a pic of them hearing shit songs. Where was the phrase that gives you a lift? Or the chilling ways guitarists play a riff? I remember the days when bands could make you cry. You're missing the point if you think I'm annoyed, 'cause I make music you wanna avoid. It's not just that, that really was a shit song. Where was the phrase that gives you a lift? Or the chilling ways guitarists play a riff? I remember the days when bands could make you cry. I feel sometimes I really hate the modern world. I remember the days when bands could make you cry. I remember the days when bands could make you cry. I remember the days when a band could make you fall.
count on you to lay me down. I'd never tell you no lies. I don't believe it's wise. You've got pretty eyes. Won't you spin me around? I ain't much of a lover, it's true. I'm here, then I'm gone, and I'm forever blue. But I'm still wanting you. The sky's full of silver and gold. Try to hide the sun, but it can't be done, at least not for long. And if we help each other grow, while the light of day smiles down on the way, we can't go wrong. Time, she's a fast old train. She's here, then she's gone, and she won't come again. Won't you take my hand? If I had no place to fall, and I needed to, could I count on you to lay me down?
like a kid. He did not know he could not fly, so he did.
Some of my very favorite lines in the world are in that song. He did not know he could not fly, and so he did. So good. It's getting me all choked up. Maybe it's just the laryngitis, I don't know. That's Patty Griffin there doing a stellar version of Guy Clark and Susanna Clark's song called The Cape. From the This One's For Him tribute to Guy Clark, and I just got finished reading the Guy Clark book. It's pretty entertaining. Well, I don't know if entertaining is the right word. It's pretty enlightening. It's good. You should read it, and it'll make you love Guy Clark songs even that much more, just because of what a great guy he was. So there you go. Before that, we heard a song written by Guy's best pal, Towns, who gets a lot of airtime in that book, that's for sure. The song is called No Place to Fall. We heard a version recorded by Will Courtney, who we also heard before that from his album Planning Escapes. We heard The Days When Bands Could Make You Cry. And The Days When You Have to Cough in the Middle of a Monologue. That's a really great record. Tremendous stuff. I'm so glad I discovered it all on my own. No, I'm just kidding. You should buy it though, and buy the deluxe, because it has like there's the regular record, and then the deluxe edition has the entire record done live in the studio, just stripped down, a couple of guys sitting around. Playing those songs, and it's tremendous. That was one of the bonus tracks that we heard. Well, the bonus track version of a song that's on there as well. And No Place to Fall, you can get on the Bandcamp for free. So there you go. Lots of good Will Courtney to be found. Hey, I was just reading the social media, as I sometimes do, and our old pal Matthew Ryan he just put this thing up. He likes the Throwback Thursday. And by the way, Matthew Ryan is taking credit for that stupid top 10 bands I saw and one I didn't thing. He says he started it, and if so... it's the first time, I think, that I've ever really hated Matthew Ryan, because I hate that thing. I mean, it's kind of cute, I guess, but why can't we just go back to talking about food and what our kids did and why we hate the government, you know? Isn't that what social media is for? Can't we stop the games now? Anyway, Matthew Ryan, he does the Throwback Thursday thing a lot, and he pulled out this terrific song and has offered to give it away for free if you join his mailing list. So if you like this song, you go to Matthew Ryan Online, and you sign up for the mailing list, and he'll send you this song, and it features the great Lucinda Williams. Why don't we hear it? It's from the album Concussion. Here's Matthew Ryan. It's Still About the Radio.
Cathedral.
was lonesome. Never, 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 never again. Never, 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 never again. Never.
Remember when we were so innocent.
I was so cautious. You were so cool.
The world was brand new.
Hi, this is Matthew Ryan, and you're listening to Steel Belt at Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
He had a reason to get back to Lake Charles. Oh,
time ago, they led a man. He had the world in the palm of his hand. Sultans and kings beat a path to his door. Had everything but still wanted more. One day in spring came a lady so fair. He'd never looked on a beauty so rare. But he didn't trust her, so locked her away. Gold lost its luster when it looked out that day. Once you love, once you trust him, once you give your soul is bare. What falls moving, you know you're busting. Once you love, you care. I knew an old man living all alone. Sad little house at the end of the road. Sat on his front porch in no rocking chair. Everyone swore he'd gone crazy down there. No one comes near, so how could he know? He lost someone dear to him once long ago. He remembers the laughter. Still taste the tears. Still call the name out after all of these years. What you love, what you trust in, what you give your soul is bare. One file's moving, no, you're busting. What you love, you care.
That was Steve Earle there, Once You Love, from Copperhead Road. I saw this listing the other day for a show called Car Wheels on a Copperhead Road, and I thought that was pretty clever. So we heard songs off both those records. We heard Lake Charles from Lucinda, and we heard Matthew Ryan in there with Devastation. And what do you know? At long last, we're connecting with our pal Scott Cook. Hi, Scott Cook.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I hope my squeaky voice didn't scare you away. But thanks for calling.
You sound all right, actually.
Well, it's better than it was, let's put it that way. But Thanks for calling. We don't have a lot of time here, but I do, you know, I've wanted to talk to you on the show for so long. Why don't you give folks the brief introduction to yourself? Because I bet there are some folks that don't know a whole lot about you.
I imagine there's a whole lot of folks who've never heard of me. My name's Scott Cook. I'm from Edmonton. I've been just pretty much living out of a van, or a series of vans, I should say, and touring pretty much full-time for the last 10 years. And just released a sixth album last month, and that's kind of a look back on those, on what I've been doing for the last 10 years. And we're bringing it to Winnipeg on Saturday.
Yeah, very excited about that. Now, a lot of people have been touring for 10 years, but they just go across Canada back and forth. And that, you know, that's fine for a lot of people. Some of them are brave enough to venture into the United States a little bit. And some of them, if they get real lucky, they get to go to Germany or Britain or something. But you, my friend, you are worldwide. What's the deal with that? How did you become such a globetrotter? You're all over the place.
I suppose before I started touring full time, I was living in Taiwan for 6 years, teaching kindergarten. Traveled around a fair bit around Asia, you know, during that time, and so I suppose I always kind of had my sights, you know, set on touring on various continents. A lot of my friends from that time were Australian or English or South African. So that's kind of, you know, a lot of my initial connections to various places were through that time that I spent there. And I guess I got into it just out of a love of travel in the first place, you know. So yeah, I found that music could kind of open some of those doors for me. You know, just let me check in with people in various places and let me see a lot of the world.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, Taiwan and Australia and stuff. What other stops are usually on a Scott Cook tour? It sounds like there's other places as well.
Yeah, the UK and Europe have been just about once a year I go over there. Australia's been a big one. I usually spend about 3 months out of the year over there. This year it'll be more like four. Yeah, Australia's been quite kind to me. The States, of course, is just a huge country. I get down there a couple times a year for tours, but I feel like I've just scratched the surface on that.
Yeah.
After the show in Winnipeg, I'm headed down there to play a festival in Ohio, and then I'll be going down to Kerrville in Texas for Kerrville Folk Fest. It's kind of the biggest songwriters hang on the planet.
Yeah.
And to Southeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference in North Carolina, and going to spend some time in Asheville and spend some time in Nashville and spend about a week in Tulsa as well. Just want to connect with some of the writers in various places, and maybe do some co-writing.
Yeah.
Get inspired, that sort of thing.
No, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
With all this traveling, it sounds like and living in a van, so like, it sounds like you don't spend much time in one place. Do you still love the travel as much as you did when you started?
Yeah, I do. I'm beginning to see the other side of it too.
Yeah.
There's definitely something to be said for staying in one place, having stability, having a routine, having all your stuff set up, you know, if you want to record or things like that. But I haven't quite got there yet. The year ahead is still planned out with a fair bit of travel. I'll be spending 3 months in Australia before the year is done, and a couple months in Taiwan just to reconnect with some friends over there. A lot of them are having babies and all that now, and so I want to spend some time there. But, I imagine by next summer, I think I might actually be looking for a place to live.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can trust me on that. It always seems to be about a year away.
Yeah.
But, for the time being, I'm still enjoying it. You know, I've come to see more importance, I guess, in bringing sanity into my daily life wherever I am. You know, it's not so much about where you are, I think, as if you can just kind of take take a daily practice with you, take, you know, form good habits and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you. I want to talk a bit about the songwriting, because that's what so many of us love about Scott Cook, is these wonderful songs. How did your writing come about? Who kind of inspired you to pick that up, and how did your process kind of develop? Are you there yet?
Still getting the hang of it actually, but in the first place, a lot of common influences that a lot of people share, I think, with, you know, Dylan and Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and Leonard Cohen and all that sort of stuff. I think for a while, in high school, we were playing punk rock. So I was informed by that as well. For a while, I didn't feel like I'd really found my own voice and wasn't really sure what that would even mean. You know, I guess I was just imitating the writers that I admired.
Yeah.
Somebody introduced me to Greg Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Iowa, and that really changed things for me. I felt like, not like his voice was the same as my own, but it was close enough that it kind of freed me up to sing songs about my own life. I feel like he sings about his life in a way that he doesn't really mythologize it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's there's a straight shooting kind of style to it that really appealed to me, and kind of I felt like it freed me a bit, you know. And since then, it's mostly just been people on the road that I've run into across Canada. Corin Raymond, meeting him was a real game changer for me.
Yeah,
I love his writing, and also just, you know, he's a lovely fella. And a great performer. He showed me a lot about performing. But there's plenty of others across Canada that continue to inspire me. Jeff Berner, Carolyn Mark, C.R. Avery, Steve Broccoli, Scotty Dunbar, Raghu Lokanathan. I could go on, but yeah, a lot of fellow small timers.
Yeah. You and Corin kind of seem to be cut from the same cloth. I mean, Corin is one of your greatest champions, that's for sure. He's always telling people about Scott Cook. Are you guys kind of brothers in song? Do you feel that close of a connection to him? It seems like you guys are kind of one and the same in a lot of ways.
Yeah, we're very big fans of each other's work, and we're good friends. You know, he calls me up in the middle of the night sometimes to play me new songs and that sort of thing. We both proofread each other's books, you know, with our albums and that sort of thing. We've invested a lot into each other's work, I suppose. And I try my best to turn people on to him everywhere I go. He seems to have done a lot of that for me as well, which I'm extremely grateful for.
Yeah. You guys share a kinship for these huge CD packages now. I think you started it, didn't you? One of your books kind of inspired him to get insane with it, I think.
I don't know. A bit of ante-upping on both sides, I guess, but I really think Paper Nickels was kind of the...
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top for anybody.
Yeah, you know. And that was, in that one, that's the first album that I'd seen that put the chords in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that for me was a real revelation. I just thought, oh, that's the folkiest thing you can do. You know, just give people the chords, you know, if they want to sing the songs. People often write me still and say, oh, you know, would you mind if I sang that song? It's like, oh, God, that's what I wrote it for. Of course, I don't mind, you know. And I feel like giving people the chords is, you know, is a very concrete move in that direction.
Absolutely. We got to go right away. Terry's coming in for Venus Envy, but this time you're bringing your trio around. Have you brought a band before? And tell us a bit about those players and what they add, because most of us have only seen you solo, perhaps.
Yeah, this will be the first time that I've brought my trio to Winnipeg. Amazingly enough, neither of them have even been to Times Change before.
Really?
Which, I'm really surprised by, but I'm stoked to be bringing them. My buddy Bramwell Park, he plays banjo and mandolin and guitar, and Sherry Ray plays upright bass, and they both sing harmonies. I should mention that it's the early show that we're playing. Yeah. 7 p.m. start, two sets then. And then John also talked us into opening the late show for the new lightweights. So
well,
it's
going to
be a proper night out at times.
Yeah.
What's that?
I bet he didn't have to work too hard to talk you into it. You make it sound like it was, you know.
Well, I was like, who's that? And then I saw Alexa Dirk. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so lots of chances to see Scott Cook, and I'll definitely be out at that, and we might still convince you to come down here on Sunday, I hope.
Oh, you got it, Jeff, and I won't come late like I did today.
Not a problem. All right, we played a bunch of songs earlier. You'll have to take my word for it on that, and we'll have to sign off. But thanks for calling. Even a few minutes was great, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the early show at the Times Changed on Saturday.
Thanks so much for the chat.
Thanks, sir. And we do got to go. Thanks for being here. I'll be back Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still Belted Radio will return. Stay tuned for Venus Envy. Check out stillbeltedradio.com. Thanks, everybody.